Going to stop the hurricane coverage for a minute to talk about the World War III situation we've got going.
Oh, yeah, there is that. Yeah.
This is a bizarre situation inside the Kremlin. They're watching this going, whoa. I don't think Americans realize what happened this week in terms of what's going on the ground between Israel and Iran. It's actually pretty terrifying. Especially when you consider it is not clear who is running the country. In fact, Heritage Foundation's legal team just sued the administration to get the release of any documents that might have moved among administration officials regarding the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
Just to see if internally they're talking about the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how bad this is, okay? Yeah. And Iran is taking full advantage of that. People don't realize this. When the missiles started flying this week, okay, this is how insane the situation is. An estimated 180 of them. Do you realize each one, the kind of missiles they're using, has the capability of being equipped with a nuclear warhead?
Yep.
Okay. When I last told you they were weeks, Iran was weeks away from having a nuclear warhead. That's called, according to the IAEA, which is the international body that supposedly oversees Iran and watches their nuclear progress. This is a year ago. Almost a year ago. It was after October 7th. Iran was said to be weeks away from having a nuke. Again, almost a year ago. Does Iran have a nuke? I don't know. They might.
Mm-hmm.
We know they have missiles on which a nuke could be delivered. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did they get those missiles? They're openly using them now, launching them into Israel. Here's why that's important. This is why this should be covered, because it's horrifying. They're openly launching missiles that could be nuclear, a nuke could be added to them. In other words, they're showing the world we have them. Why do they have them? Because right after October 7th, we rewarded Hamas by lifting the sanctions on Iran buying them. They were under a UN sanctions regime, and we got them out of it. I'll never forget it as long as I live. It's such a betrayal. Joe Biden's team waits till Joe is in the air, Lee, on his way to Israel. In other words, so Netanyahu can't tell him not to come, right? He's already in the air. To announce they've decided to let the sanctions barring Iran from buying the missiles it needs to deliver the nukes, not just, think about this, to Israel's shores, but to ours. That they've decided to let those sanctions expire so that Iran can buy a missile capable of carrying a nuke. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
No, not at all. That's there's plenty of bad ideas that are coming out of D.C., whoever is in charge.
Well, they let it expire. And lo and behold, Iran is now openly using the missiles we helped them buy. We did it two ways, by announcing, nah, we could re-up those sanctions, but we don't support that. We're not doing that. Here, go ahead, buy the missiles. Now, you want something you could put a nuke on? Go ahead, get yourself that. We just want to reward you for the 1,400-strong slaughter you just did. I mean, it's so evil, it's almost unfathomable. If it were covered honestly, the American people would reel in horror at this administration. But then it gets worse. When you stop and consider this, the documents that leaked before Biden ever took office from the Iranian government, their plans to detonate a nuke over America that has a nuke on it.
Yeah, the EMP.
A missile.
Thing.
Yes, to take out our grid.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know they have thought this through. We know they have a plan for doing it. We know it would mean utter decimation. The same utter decimation, by the way, to the grid that the FBI keeps warning us almost weekly, or the Department of Homeland Security does, that's going to happen. They say it as if it's a fact. It freaks me out every time they do it. So let me get this straight. You saw the plans leak. Somebody inside Iran leaked them. We don't know who. You saw the plans to detonate a nuke as an EMP over America. You saw that. And your response was, we're going to lift the sanctions that keeps them from buying the missile. They need to deliver it to our shores. Uh-huh. That's our foreign policy, okay? It is absolutely self-destructive. It's almost nihilistic. Now they're launching those missiles that we helped them to buy into Israel. When I say help them to buy, not only did we lift the sanctions so they could purchase the missiles, which they clearly have, we made sure they had the money to do it. The sanctions relief alone was worth $80 billion. What does that mean? Joe Biden lifted the sanctions that Donald Trump had on Iran. The oil money flowed back in. They've collected at least $80 billion of it. That doesn't even count. That doesn't even count the $8 billion and another tranche of $10 billion for $18 billion total that we gave them access to. And we did that. We re-upped that after October 7th when Iran killed 43 American citizens via their proxy Hamas. And that's not me saying that. That's the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the New York Times all said yes. They all agreed Iran armed, trained, and provided the logistics for that attack. 43 Americans died in it. The Biden administration went, oh, cool. Hey, we'll reward that by lifting the sanctions. You go ahead, buy that nuke. Good luck delivering it to our shores. You need any help? This got exponentially dumb this week. Because after making sure they had the money to buy the missiles, making sure that they could legally buy them outwardly and openly with no sanctions, which is a sign, hey, go get yourself some missiles on which a nuke could be deliberately. Do you know what we did? We shot those missiles down.
Right. We spent billions of dollars shooting down the missiles that we helped pay for. Yeah. Because we've got billions of dollars worth of assets in the Mediterranean, the Red Sea, Persian Gulf area. And yes, we are shooting down the missiles that the Biden administration helped ship the money for to allow them to build them and buy the parts. Yeah.
Inside the Kremlin, in North Korea, all over the world, wherever Tehran. Our enemies are, they're watching this.
Yep.
They are watching this. And they are... You want to know why Iran has allegedly assassination teams on the ground, according to Joe Biden? You know, they warned Trump to kill Trump? Because they want this party to continue.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's the other big takeaway, Lee, that I don't think people understand what has happened over the last week. Because, I mean, it's just mind-blowing, okay? Last Friday, so a week ago, we had this big press conference in which the Department of Justice, Treasury, all them announced, hey, we're going to put sanctions, not on Iran, no, on seven members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
For
hacking Trump's campaign. Right. Okay, cool. There should have been sanctions on Iran, not on seven guys in the Guard. They act like the Guard doesn't answer to the president or the Ayatollah.
Yeah. By the way, they're not going to be arrested because they're still in Iran or somewhere else. They're not within our jurisdiction. So
this idea that we're indicting them and trying them, it's all very fake because we're never going to get our hands on them.
It's symbolism over substance.
But did you notice what they did not do? The same week the Biden administration admits, they're on the ground trying to kill Trump. They've sent assassination teams. They're trying to kill Trump. Not only did they not sanction Iran for that, they didn't condemn them. In other words, they didn't say, hey, listen, if you don't knock it off with the assassination thing, we're warning you, we're going to sanction you. Like just a warning that, hey, you know, if this continues, we'll sanction you. Nope. What is the message to Iran? Please buy the missiles on which you need to deliver nukes. Even if you already have a nuke and could hit us with it, we're cool with that. Oh, and killing that guy Trump? Yeah, that's cool with us. Now we're fine. No, we're not even going to threaten sanctions for that. But you do sanction seven members for hacking Trump. But nobody, and not the state of Iran, for trying to kill Trump? It's an attaboy. They're just... laughing at us. They are. It's bizarre.